Blog Talk Radio. broadcasting to you live. It's your boy, Cap Smell So Good in the building. How you feeling? World news, update tomorrow. I'm trying something new. You know what I'm saying? Broadcasting to you live from livestream.com. And trying to see what we can use it for. Just trying to integrate something new with the show, you know. And that's how it go. Mess around with the little camera views right now to see what it do. Let me see. Got 3D motion. Okay. So I do all that. It's not showing my camera. Where's my camera at? Oh. Yeah, didn't want that to happen because then we get the double feedback going. All right, so we do see that that's going. Let's see what we can do here. What is this audio mixer? All right, I don't want the audio mixer. I'll play with that in a minute. Okay, I don't care about the chat. Let's see if I can get rid of that. All right, but anyways, this is World News Update. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Trying to integrate some new stuff. I still like that. Let me play this in the background. You can call it live, 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? We always live right here on Sunday. I'd like to thank the Lord, you know what I'm saying, for blessing us to see another week. You know what I'm saying? Bless us as we go into another week. And, you know what I'm saying, doing real big like that. And, yeah, you know, I had a good week. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations once again, President Barack Obama. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big for a second term, you know, 4 more years. And I am featured. If you go to Facebook.com, you know what I'm saying, you can see the little picture featured in the Creative Loafing. You know what I'm saying? As part of the news and views section. You know what I'm saying? I'm the biggest picture on the top. Then you got Mr. Youngblood down at the bottom, who was giving away free hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? Was out at College Hill Library, you know, up in Tampa. Flow weed. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And, yeah, we had a good time, man. We had a good event. It was a good turnout. You know what I'm saying? Everybody and their mama came out. You know what I'm saying? I seen everything from white folks to Mexicans to Cubans to Islams. You know what I'm saying? Muslim people, Dominicans. You name it, I seen it. You know what I'm saying? And a Chinese person, you know what I'm saying, pulled up and got his vote on. So, you know what I'm saying, I am featured. And it's a little article that says, you know, how Obama won. You know, and then they say what the GOP went wrong. I mean, like I say, and this is why I love having my own radio, because it's hard to get in on other radio stations. So, boy, it's my own, by the way. You know. It's the end of the Republican Party as you know it. You know what I'm saying? And my synopsis is if they don't get a younger Republican Party, then they just gonna be basically worthless. So that's the basic thing. They done for the most part. They have to generate a party of a younger base of Republicans, you know what I'm saying? And that's the biggest thing, you know what I'm saying? Until they do that, you know, they still just going to be, they just, you know, it's going to be sucking wind. So, you know, and that's the biggest thing going on right now. They got to, in order to not be you know, discounted or however you want to say, counted out or whatever. In the next upcoming election, they really going to have to tighten up and get a younger voting base. You know what I'm saying? That's just what has to happen. You know, if they don't do that, you ain't going to see no Republican base. You know what I'm saying? In the next upcoming election, you ain't going to see it. You can guarantee that. And I'm willing to put money on it. It'll be the fall of the, you know, of the Republican Party. You know, they have to drum up that base. But not that I'm caring, you know what I'm saying? Not that I'm really caring, you know what I'm saying? Either way to me, you know, they can do what they want to do, you know what I'm saying? Because I know as far as people of color and people of change, people that just want to see something better for this world, you know what I'm saying? It just takes a person like Barack Obama because, you know, like I say, the president works for the people, not for the person. So the person has to change themselves. You know, you have to use images to, you know, inspire yourself to be a better person, you know what I'm saying? But not one person just can just magically, you know, make you anything, you know what I'm saying? You have to do that for yourself. So, you know, that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? So, once again, 347-237-5125. Reach out a couple of headlines real quick. This is a little old, but, you know, still relevant, you know what I'm saying? This was coming out to St. Pete Bulletin down here in Florida, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to St. Petersburg. Top of the line, which was in the headlines, Colin Powell breaks from the GOP again to endorse Obama. You know what I'm saying? When they, everybody acted a donkey over that, you know what I'm saying? Simply because, you know, hey, my boy say, you know what I'm saying? He agrees more with, you know what I'm saying, Obama's policies. Which, you know what I'm saying, in the end, yeah, both candidates, but it's to who's going to take it more extreme. You know what I'm saying? Who's be willing to listen to you, reason with you more before pulling that trigger. And I just don't believe you would have got that in old Romney. You know what I'm saying? He's a trigger happy. I just want to go ahead and do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying, to impress somebody, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, blow up, you know, an entire country, you know what I'm saying? I ain't living there. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, that you just can't have, you know what I'm saying? You can't have that type of mind state in the White House. So let me see what's going on with my... yeah, I need to publish my show. All right, I tell you what, let me play a song real quick so I can get this live stream up and running. We're going to play, I'm going to go ahead and stop this. This is my dog Swass right here in the background. Called What Kind of Nigga You Fuck With, you know what I'm saying? Just because I ain't got nothing else loaded up, this is why I got to go in and play this. So, y'all, hold on a second.
Hey, what's up? What's up, little mama?
I'm just chilling.
Yeah, you know, I'm finally getting in the car and shit. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to holler at you for a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, cool.
You know you got people and all.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you.
What you want to ask?
Hey, what kind of nigga you fuck with?
Hey, what kind of nigga you fuck with? I ain't talking about the nigga you fuck with. Yeah, I know you like him, but ain't the one for you. Give me a ear, let me tell you what I can do for you.
But I'm a diva, top of the notch, a bad bitch. So have you ever in your life
broadcasting live right here, you know what I'm saying? This is Wrecking the Game Radio. Kevin Smith was good in the building. How you feeling on Sunday afternoon? Yeah, we're doing a real good world news update and more, you know what I'm saying? Just chit-chatting for a look. And what is it, Tampa Bay Time? I don't know damn Tampa Bay Time. I'm talking about the St. Pete Bullets. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get the live stream going up and running correctly, but it doesn't seem to want to stay working. Not sure what that's about. It just keeps cutting. Keeps cutting on and off. Don't know really what's going on with that. But we are going to be working with that afterwards. So you can go to livestream.com/DJ Smith Good /WDGE Radio, one of the two. And, yeah, check me out screwing around on that, trying to get the live stream up and running. Because I want to start doing the live, you know, face-to-face updates, you know what I'm saying, inspired by, you know, the likes of Tom Hartman Radio and, you know, Democracy and Now.org, you know what I'm saying. It's Amy Goodman, all the people over there, you know what I'm saying. And, hey, y'all, just take it to another level, you know what I'm saying, so we can get more personal out there so you can know what people view this as real, you know what I'm saying, instead of just hearing it through the, you know, through the radio, sort of sense, you know what I'm saying. You can get the live update of it, you know what I'm saying. So, yeah. That's what it is. Let me give you something else. Let me give you something else here. What else we had going on? Oh, I do want to mention, because I covered this before, about the dryers. You know what I'm saying? Down here, we just had a home get caught on fire because of the dry element. You know what I'm saying? Well, the dryer got caught on fire and burnt the house down. So, they don't know, they came out and released it yet, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, it's already been proven that, you know, the lint screens clog up in your dryer, and that's what can cause, you know what I'm saying, the dryer not to be able to breathe correctly, and that's what will cause it to overheat subsequently, cause it to catch on fire and burn your house down. Easy remedy, and I call Snuggles. Whatever that the softener company that I get my softener from, the fabric softener, I told them they need to put on the boxes, caution, you know what I'm saying, fabric softeners can lead to clogging of lint screens, you know what I'm saying. It is recommended to wash lint screens, you know what I'm saying, at least every 6 months, you know what I'm saying, and that'll keep the lint screen clean. You know what I'm saying, and keep it to keep your dryer, you know what I'm saying, functioning longer. Now, whether they in cahoots with, you know what I'm saying, dryer companies to keep your dryer breaking down and keep you going back buying another dryer, now that's a whole another matter. You know what I'm saying? That can be a whole another issue. But she's like, oh yeah, I'll take that down. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? But it is happening. You know what I'm saying? There's something true out there. It is late breaking news, you know what I'm saying. So yeah, that's what's going on. But doggone live stream still ain't running right. We still ain't got the live stream. I think what it is though is Google, because every time I try to use Google, it freezes up. It does all this funky stuff. So what we're gonna do is we'll end up going. The other way around with that. We're going to end up trying to log in through Mozilla. Use old Mozilla and pull the show up that way. Because I'm thinking that's just all it is. It doesn't work right with Google Chrome, so that way. If that's the case, then we'll be working from two browsers. We'll still get it up and popping, you know what I'm saying? We can get it right. Yeah. So that's basically what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Locally right here, you know what I'm saying? I'm out on the corner of 26 Martin Luther King on Saturdays, pushing Obama for the next 4 years. I'll be out there every day, you know what I'm saying? I can be out there up until the inauguration, then me heading up to the inauguration with Mr. Jet Set Hussin, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out Mr. Jet Set Hussin up there in Hollywood, California. We'll be taking off up there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, participating in the festivities and witnessing, and, you know, another president, another black president, you know, the 44th president. He's not the 45th, like some people kept putting in my ear, but he's the 44th president. He's just reelected. And it's going to be a great day, you know what I'm saying? Inauguration, January 20th, you know what I'm saying? So I'll be out on the corner selling all kind of Obama everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything I can get my hands on, that's Obama. You can come get it from me. I am the official Obama Depot. This is Obama country, you know what I'm saying? Look for the banner coming soon, you know what I'm saying? And we're getting it in, man, doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you... Yeah, down here in Tampa, you know what I'm saying? Come through and holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? DJ Smells So Good in the Hood. Also on 34th and Chelsea Street, you know what I'm saying? Monday through Friday, normally about 3 o'clock until whenever I'm on and off, you know what I'm saying? Until I get my transportation right. So I'm definitely working on that. And, yeah, trying to get it in where we fit in, you know what I'm saying? So, got about six... Yeah, a couple minutes left, and I'm gonna figure out this live stream thing. It keeps going on and off, but what we got? What we got? DV. Oh, okay, now I don't really want to post, but you know, cause every time you post it, it ain't running right. So need to get it. We'll get it back up and running though. You know, get it up and running. So. If you want to call in ever, though, 347-237-5125. Put it on speakerphone so everybody can hear it live. You know what I'm saying? Do it real big like that. And we'll have the speakerphone apparatus coming soon so we can, you know, get this thing official, you know what I'm saying, going on. And just like to thank everybody for tuning in, you know what I'm saying, in the archives, you know. Make sure you can tune in live anytime you see me on 347-237-5125. Become a follower. Follow me. And, yeah, go to my Facebook, facebook.com/DJ Smells So Good. And, yeah, you can keep up with all my stuff. I got pictures and everything that I be, you know, throwing up their latest articles, including the one where the dude was talking about it's a white dude talking about white people need to get a grip and wake up. You know what I'm saying? Real interesting perspective. He wrote it right before the election of 2008. And, you know, it was real funny to read, you know what I'm saying? Just hearing the white person go off, you know, about how white people need to start tripping about racism. You know what I'm saying? To really come into grips that, you know, the world is changing, you know what I'm saying? It's not a white majority, you know what I'm saying? And it really is not, it has never been about color. We ain't never cared about no color, you know what I'm saying? We love everybody that come here. As long as you come here, you about making money, sharing the money, flipping the money over, and not just being stingy or trying to rob and steal and take somebody and hoard the money, you know what I'm saying? That defeats the whole purpose of capitalism, you know what I'm saying? That defeats the whole purpose of making the money go around. You can't make circulate the money, which that's what it's supposed to do, circulate. If it doesn't circulate, that means you have a stagnant economy. If the economy is stagnant, then that's what is going on right now, you know what I'm saying, next to near chaos, you know. But it's all good, you know what I'm saying, because people are waking up, people going to get together, you know what I'm saying, people are fired up and are taking this moment to really understand that, you know, if we don't take this push right now to get out and make something for ourselves, do something for ourselves, ain't nobody else going to do nothing for us, not even the president, his administration, Congress, Senate, or the House of Representatives, you know what I'm saying, which is still two-party ran. You know, we don't have any third-party candidates in either one of those houses, so people need to wake up and understand that. When you want movements, you know what I'm saying, you got to have the masses. The masses have to be involved. So 2016, you already hear this prediction coming from me. You're going to see the headlines on the battle of the third parties. That's what's going to be the new blockbuster headlines that's going to hit, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. So, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, check back in with us, man, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big right here live. 237-347-5125. You're always live. We out the building, you know what I'm saying? It's my artist, Mr. Janu. You can check out Janu the Princess at facebook.com/Janu the Princess. I believe that's what it is. I'll go to Facebook. Just Google Janu, J-A-N-U, Janu the Princess. And there you go. Have a great Sunday.
Dance slow like everyone's around me. I got my phone for me, trust me, you don't wanna try me. The camera's rolling.